It's like you've settled in sort of recently with a lineup with Martini in the top spot against right-handers, Marcus against left-handers. What's kind of going into the...
Well, Nick's an on-base guy, and you know, you want to give him up there as often as you can against right-handed pitching, and you know, we'll make adjustments along the way. And then Marcus has done a great job at the top against left-handers. So it moves around over the course of the season. We've been playing pretty well recently, and this is what's been working for us. At some point in time, if it doesn't, then we'll make some adjustments. But as of right now, this is the way we're playing.
Any new thoughts on the Laureano play after watching it?
No, I mean, it's not often that you, right after a play, you're thinking to yourself, have I ever seen that before? So I think, you know, just watching it live and reflecting on it, then looking at it later on video, I mean, it was just as good on video as it was live. So maybe even more so live because it was an impactful play for us. So, you know, we've seen what he's been able to do, you know, in center field as far as the range goes. You know, the throwing arm showed up the first two games that we had him and continues to show up. Again, I don't know that you're going to see a play like that very often, both sides of it, where you run a ball down like that and make a throw.
How quickly does word get out around the league when a guy has an arm like that? How much of a weapon does he become just with the knowledge that he has that?
No, third base coaches, they scour. So, you know, I know the work that Matt Williams puts in before we play a team. You know, all you have to do is see him throw it a couple times, you know, to know what it's all about. So the word was already out, and maybe even a little bit more so after that play. I'm guessing it was made the news highlights yesterday. I didn't watch, but I'm just a guess.
A couple places were running it side by side with the Cespedes throw.
Well, that's the first thing that came to my mind, you know, was you don't know if you're going to see a throw like the one Cespedes made, and then you see a throw like that. So comparable as far as the throwing part of it.
I know you are always hesitant to address upcoming series, but you've got an interesting one when you go home. And we've thought of the way Seattle's been playing lately, especially against Houston.
They've been playing great all year. You know, they went through one little tough stretch, but they seem to have come out of it. So, you know, they'll be getting Cano back too, I think, pretty soon, which strengthens their lineup. You know, they played the tight games really well with the way their bullpen has been. They're a tough team. You have to play well against them. So, you know, we'll have them quite a few times coming up. And, you know, after we finish this game today, we'll look forward to the competition against them. It should be an exciting series.
Your team was the first team to see Ohtani. And this time, is it, I don't want to say easier, but is it more comfortable facing him? Or
as a hitter?
As a hitter.
No. I mean, when we saw him before, he was hitting down in the lineup, and we really weren't sure what to, you know, how to pitch him and so forth. Now he's hitting third, and he's a really good hitter. So, you know, at the beginning, maybe you weren't as nervous about him based on what you saw in spring training, but now he is a premier hitter. And he's got a great swing. He uses the whole field. He's got power. He can run. No, he's a problem. You know, for every team now, based on what he can do offensively. So, it's you know, it's impressive to see what he's accomplished in a short period of time.
Good.
Glad we don't have to face him on the mound. We had a little problem with him before. You know, we hope he gets back to healthy again because, you know, he's a great player and he's good for baseball. But he definitely can do it on both sides.
Good.